Ciao.
How long me and you been together?
Yeah, put a clue around about 33 years.
It's a long time to be with a man, ain't it?
We one another.
What do you mean?
We were with one another.
Did I ever tell you about the first guitar I ever bought? So the fellow lived across the street in front of me, had a guitar, and so he said, I sell it to you for $1.25, McGee. I didn't have $1.25, and I said, I'd give him 50 cents down. He let me have the guitar. And do you know I was 3 years paying him for that guitar? And he threatened to take it back so many times.
I know the first harmonica I played was 25-inch harmonica. And I had to wait the whole week for that quarter.
A lot of things have happened through the years.
You're right.
You don't tell people about it, they really don't know about it.
Well, I'll never forget though. I think about this thing a whole lot of time. So we decided we'd go in this supermarket and get us some cold cuts. Cold time, you said, that Godfather, man, think we got to take some out, no pay for it.
Well, you couldn't see and I couldn't run. What are we going to take?
So we run. We drove up to this gas station. Brian and Toots is home. The man come out. Brian said, fill him up. He looked. I don't sell no black gas, man. I said, good God almighty.
He didn't even have no black water. Only thing he had dark was Cokes and he didn't sell them to us.
That's right.
Well, let's get out of this town. It don't make sense.
So Brian starts up the car. We back on the road again.
On the road.
On the road again.
Save your tears for me, mama.
Thank you, tears for me, mama.
Please don't cry no more.
Please don't cry no more.
Don't you cry no more.
Oh, Brownie, you know, man, when we was in, living in Harlem, that New York, man, 1944 and 48 long now. We used to drink all that liquor. We used to buy a pint, you know, and I drink half, you drink half. You told me, said, son, let me get mine the first go. You don't see what you're drinking. Then we'll get drunk then. Coming down the street, staggering along, he said, well, Sonny, said, man, you walk for me and I'll see for you.
But you know, when I first met you, Sonny, I really didn't think that you had a handicap. Yeah, but you was crossing highways and byways and everything. I didn't realize that until, I really didn't know it until we got to New York.
Oh, I could cook and everything, but I don't know. Maybe nobody would eat it but me, but I
remember the time you cooked the chicken with the tag on?
No, of course.
But I ain't going down.
Well, I ain't going down.
That lonesome road by myself.
A lonesome road by myself.
All still by road. Myself.
On the road again.
Can't carry you, baby.
Can't carry you, baby.
Don't care somebody else.
I'm gonna care somebody else.
Anyway, you were telling me, I always wanted to write about that. Was it true about the man swindling you out of some money? You played for him for a long time. Who was that guy?
That guy who got a call Doc. He sold medicine.
Oh, medicine.
He won't pay me but $3 a week, you know, and he was about 4 weeks in the hole, man. He didn't pay me that. So I said, man, I need my money. Give me my money. He hold on and knocked me on the tail. He knocked me on the tail, and I come out with a 38. He didn't know I had that. And he had on a pair of white pants. You know, I couldn't see good, but I could see the white pants he had on. And I just shot right at them white pants. The lady was running around the restaurant and said, call the police. This blind man got to kill everybody.
He was on the road again. Did he get away?
I got
him. We're on the road again.
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 Oh, what a day. It was yesterday. I wouldn't take a million for my bass. You remember Big Bill?
Yeah, that's right.
We did a lot of things with old Woody, too, but a lot of mine didn't come out. That's when Woody had called us the Streamline Singers. We
were like, yeah.
Streamline, $15, all we could get for the three of us.
That's right.
Josh was a good friend of ours. Josh Wright, you know.
Yeah.
When we first come to New York, Josh and Led was a team.
That's right. We were on the road and Led better die.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we were in St. Louis. He died 1949.
Who are some of the other people you've made records with? I mean, you know, I pick them up now. What? Chappin' Jack Dupree?
I made Chappin' Jack Dupree, Big Bill, and Lightnin' Hopkins.
That's right, Sam Hopkins.
Yeah, you know the first guy I made before I met you.
Well,
before we met him.
We did some things with Memphis Slim, too, but it was in Germany, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Slim. T-Bone Walker. Yeah, and John Lee Hooker.
Yeah, John Lee Hooker.
Shaky J.
Shaky J.
Good gracious. Right, what's all those cats?
Yeah.
I was just sitting here thinking about some of the musicians people don't even know about. We played with the Birds. Remember the concert we had with John Mayall?
That's right.
In Canada?
That's right.
I thought that was a lovely one.
That's right.
And we did tour with B.B. King, too.
That's right. Overseas. We were a month over there with him. B.B. King.
When did you first meet Todd?
Todd? I must have met Todd. Must have been in the early 60s.
It was the Can Heat. Remember we got the contract in New York about...
They're ready to go on bail.
And I come and ask you, I said, who's Can Heat? We didn't know. We went to the agent and said, what's this Can Heat on here for, man? We don't deal in Can Heat. That used to be a drink yesterday.
Yeah.
We're on the road again. On the road again. Like a road.
Well, I feel kind of lonesome. Says my baby put me down. To me, the world, I just said, just a big old lonesome town, but that's all right. Guess I'll be on my way. You just write my letter to Memphis Slim, USA. Maybe. as I bend down through the crawdad hole. Been a long time as I bend down through the crawdad hole. Last time I was down there, I broke my line and my pole. I used to get so many minutes. Man, they sure was nice and sweet. I used to get so many minutes. Boy, they sure were nice and sweet. Now the pond's gone dry, I can't get no more to eat. Now my buddy asked me, and what are you gonna do now the river's gone dry? Well, my buddy asked me, what are you gonna do now the river's gone dry? I said, I'm gonna sit on the bank and watch the crawdads dive. Gonna buy me a sailboat, take a trip across the deep blue sea. Gonna buy me a sailboat, take a trip across the deep blue sea. And if I don't catch no fish, I will bring my fish along with me.
You ought to see my baby when she walked down the street. She upsetting everybody she meet. She 23 in the waist, she 38 in the hill. She got a long back wavy hair and ruby red lips. She is tough. Tough, and that's tough enough. You know she walked at the clock won't tell time. She walked through the cottage, compelled to lose her mind, 'cause she's tough. Ooh, she's tough. My baby's tough, she's rough and tough, and that's tough enough.
Treated like an orphan, and been wicked like a slave. I've been treated just like an orphan, and I've been wicked like a slave. And if I never get my revenge, evilness will carry me to my grave. Say it one time.
Oh, This means peace. This means right on. And together, they make a bunny rabbit.
Thank you. feel. One word can close this deal. Baby, be my queen of heart. Please give me that love you got. Oh, won't you say yes? Don't you say no? Make me feel good for you. Maybe I'm just wasting time. I can't get you off my mind. You can make me feel so good. I know you could if you only would. Won't you say yes? Don't you say no? Make me feel good, Cleo. Let me down. Kiss me, baby. Tell me so. If you love me, let me know. Won't you say yes? Don't you say no? Make me feel good to you.
Thank you. tomorrow. And she said everything will be all right. But if you ain't got nothing else to worry about, this, come around home tomorrow night.